We're in for a treat today. HPD HQ, Episode 7, Huntersville PD K-9.
Welcome back to another episode of HPD HQ, the official podcast of the Huntersville Police Department. I'm Odette Saglambeni, the Public Information Officer for Huntersville.
That was a mouthful.
That is a lot.
I'm Brian Vaughn, the Lieutenant over Personnel and Training. That intro, that thing, I almost would have more fun watching paint dry than listen to that.
It's probably more entertaining.
It is, for sure.
I wouldn't listen to it. Just kidding. Please listen.
Subscribe.
Oh, yeah.
Click the bell.
Oh, geez. Here we go again.
With?
K-9.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have a special guest today, Officer DJ Johnson. That's also his DJ name when he's DJing.
DJ?
DJ.
Okay.
This is weak. This is like watching paint dry.
It is. That's awful.
How was your week last week?
It was awesome because I got an email from my kid's school that they can start going back to school.
Hallelujah.
So I know it's a pretty controversial topic, but I am very excited for my kids to go back to school and to not be home.
Just like sports. I mean, I'll take anything at this point.
Yeah.
My little boy can't go back until October still. He's in CMS. I know you're in the county above us. They'll go back in October 5th or something like that. But that's awesome. I know they're ready to get in school. My little boy's ready to get in school.
Oh, yeah. My daughter's super excited. Because she hates not being able to go. She'll ask every day, do I get to go to school tomorrow? Do I get to go to school tomorrow?
Is she going
to
ride the bus?
No. So in order for them to be able to go every day, they're still going to take Wednesdays off as their cleaning day, but they have to be car riders. So they can't be bus riders if they want to go every day.
Good thing you have got that.
The minivan.
Minivan.
The swagger wagon.
The swag wagon.
Don't hate.
Don't worry, I'm not.
I did find some things in that back seat today, though. Because my oldest one sits all the way in the back.
Peanut butter and jelly.
She's been hiding things back there.
Such food. As? Food?
Found a waffle.
Do you not feed her?
I do. But we usually, because we have to leave so early in the morning, that I give them each a waffle to eat in the car. Because they don't eat it with syrup. They just eat a blueberry waffle, and they eat it in the car on the way to school.
They don't eat it with what?
Syrup.
Here we go.
What's wrong with the way I say syrup?
Syrup. Syrup.
Oh, my goodness.
This is like the pajama thing a couple weeks ago. Pajama llama ding dong. So when you get in the van, do you get the waffles ahead of time or do you get in the van and throw the waffle at them?
No, they get it ahead of time. I have a schedule. So I wake up, do all the things, get their waffles cooked, give them their vitamins. They get their waffles going out the door so they can eat it in the car because we have enough time to get to the school. But apparently my oldest one has not been eating her waffles. And I found some of them in the back.
Maybe she's saving them because she's afraid you won't give her dinner. And she needs it for
breakfast. She eats plenty. Those kids raid that pantry closet. Like, there's no food in the house.
Right.
It's insane. I had to put a child lock on it.
How many kids do you have again?
Just three, but it feels like 10.
Just three. Okay.
It feels like way more than that.
Oh, man. You got animals too, right?
Just one. You have animal.
A dog.
Yeah. My husband's dog.
Is your husband's dog ever do anything crazy?
Yeah, he's...
Since we have K-9 here today.
Yeah, he's special, that one. Yeah,
Your husband or the dog?
Both. So I got him for my husband as a surprise because he said my dog was like a giant house cat. I said, she's perfect. She fits my personality great.
Truth.
She doesn't like doing anything. She'll just lay around, and she was very chill. She passed away last year. Yeah, she doesn't smile ever. She looked just like me.
She does. Did.
Did, yeah. But yeah, so I got him for my husband as a surprise. It said, here, I picked the worst dog at the shelter. I went to the Humane Society in South Carolina, just got the worst. I mean, the one nobody wanted. Poor guy. He's a good dog, but I was driving home, I was coming down the street in my neighborhood to my house, and my husband was out front, and he had the dog out, and he's running around in the driveway, and he just beelines straight to my car.
Your husband or the dog?
The dog. And won't move out of the way. I mean, he's never been hit by a car.
Is this going to be another one of those almost stories?
Almost, yeah. I almost hit my own dog.
Oh, my.
But I stopped. I didn't get him. That sensor thing didn't go off, though. It goes off every other time. Didn't go off when there was a dog in front of the car. I guess he's not big enough. Although it's funny because he's overweight. He's probably about 15, maybe 20 pounds overweight.
Your husband or the dog? How many times can we do
that? Yeah, how many times are you going to do that? No, the dog.
Oh, okay.
And my husband and I are into fitness, not like the fitness you're
into.
No,
I'm into fitness too, but it's fitness taco in my mouth.
It's noticeable.
It is.
But that beard is hiding your chin.
Oh, man. I don't even know how we're going off on this side tangent of this beard thing, but, you know, we're doing this no shave September, October, November.
December. Yeah.
And this thing's out of control.
It is.
But you're right, it does cover up my extra chins.
It does. So you can't even see them anymore.
Right. Nice.
It's going to start looking like Santa Claus if you don't color that gray.
As long as I keep letting it grow and the tacos.
Yeah.
I'll be doing
tacos, burgers,
yeah,
fries.
You name it.
Oh, jeez.
So we have DJ here on our Huntersville PD K-9 unit. We went through there. We have three dogs right now, right?
Yeah,
we have
three dogs.
So we started at DJ is actually like our third choice out of the three to have on here today.
Yeah, the others weren't available.
They weren't. That one worked yesterday, one worked last night, and so we're done to...
This is what we got.
This is it. And... after the wildly popular Facebook
post
the last few days of finding a lost child and displaying that we're going to do this episode today, we decided that we're going to...
Might as well bring him on.
Last chance.
Yeah. Here we go.
Last one. What's up, sir?
Feeling good.
I can tell.
Yeah. Great.
There's no... We don't... I mean, you have to have thick skin up here.
I can tell.
Yes.
I just love being picked at.
Do you have a minivan?
I don't.
Ah,
I do not.
Dang it. A cat?
No.
Yeah, we...
A dog person.
The two of us actually are... We hate cats.
Not cat people.
Cats are the worst.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad you're a dog person since you do canine.
Mm-hmm.
So how long have you worked at Huntersville Police Department?
I will be celebrating 7 years next month.
Why do you feel like you need to talk like this?
Because I can.
Yeah, nice.
I have to be this close.
So how did you get into police work? Is Huntersville PD the first police job you've had?
It is. My dad was a Charlotte fireman, and I knew I kind of always wanted to be in public safety. So after doing all my research and looking into law enforcement, I figured it was the best fit. Went to the academy, absolutely loved it. Huntersville was actually the first place I applied to. Got the job and... been loving it ever since.
What all have you done here before you got to K-9? What have you done here at Huntersville PD?
I did 5.5 years on patrol, answering calls for service, traffic accidents, stuff like that. And then I was assigned to K-9, so I've been doing that about a year and a half now.
What made you want to get into K-9?
K-9 is probably, to me, I thought it was the coolest job in the department.
No, it's not.
Well, my thoughts.
Those motor guys are the coolest.
Shiny boots and flowing hair.
Some of us enjoy working outside.
last week we got some rain, and those bikes were parked. They're still cool, though.
I don't know if you could tell, but from that picture that you put up on Facebook, I was covered in mud, so none of the smarter choices.
But the motor guys are so cool, and they'll write you a ticket, so watch out for them.
Yeah.
This guy, K-9, they'll just find you and bite you.
Yeah.
Not my dog.
No, not my dog. Not
so what kind of dog is Gunner?
Gunner's a German short-haired pointer. The reason he was picked is for missing persons specifically. It's the first one that Huntersville's had because he doesn't do bite work. He just locates you and wants to love on you.
What else is he trained in?
He's also trained in narcotics and articles. So,
what kind of narcotics specifically? What kind of drugs can he find?
So we train with marijuana, methamphetamine, heroin, PCP, MDMA, LSD, cocaine as well. So there's 7 different types of narcotics.
What other kind of, we have two other dogs besides Gunner. What are the other two dogs? What do we have?
So Ciro is our German Shepherd, mm-hmm. and he's assigned to Johnston. And then Farrell works a Belgian Mal, the first Belgian Mal that we've had, Igor.
So yeah. why do we have a German Shepherd? Why don't we have, I don't know, a Labrador?
Well, so that's what we're getting into with Gunner specifically, is they're different drives. So we're moving into like the Belgian Mals that have a higher drive and want to work way more. They're just ready to go all the time.
High strung.
They absolutely are.
I've seen Farrell's dog's name?
Igor.
Igor. Man, he's a fireball.
Farrell's high strung too, though. No, he's not.
No,
not really.
No.
Those two don't match.
Not even a little bit.
Yeah. So we have three dogs total. What hours do you work? What hours do you normally have with Gunner?
I work 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on day shift, and then 6 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. during the evening. But we can get called in at any time.
You guys get to do training and stuff?
We do training every day. Really every day. I have to do training logs and stuff even when I'm off. So when I'm at work, we'll do narcotics training, or we'll do missing persons.
So how old was Gunner when you got him?
He had just turned a year old, so he's still a puppy.
Had he been trained yet?
He's been training since he was 8 weeks old.
Okay.
And tracking, and I'm not really sure when they started with the narcotics portion. As far as our training together, we spent 3 weeks, Monday through Friday, even longer hours. We do 8 to 5. Sometimes we stay till midnight. Just in the classroom portion.
And part of that training, is there hands-on stuff while you're doing that?
The majority is. I think the only time I spent in the classroom was for, like, first aid, canine first aid.
Did you share a bed together? you got to build that bond, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, Gunner, I shared a room with another handler, and he was working Gunner's sister, Izzy. She's in Tennessee now. So, we had both pointers in the room with us.
When Sergeant Bruning or Nick was in here a couple weeks ago, and we said something about traffic, and I did a stint in traffic, and I also did a stint in canine. So some of this stuff is kind of, I'm a little partial to some of this stuff. It was not a long stint. It was like 3 years, I think, that I worked Zeke. He was a German Shepherd as well. He is no longer with us or with me.
Yeah.
That was also some of the most fun times that I had, was doing the canine training.
He was a shepherd? Or?
Yeah, he was a big shepherd. He was like 95 pounds.
That's a big boy.
That's a big shepherd.
Is he overweight like you?
Oh, that's Got it. Yeah, you did. That is so awesome.
All right. Well, we've had a lot of questions from our followers. So
I can see that.
How many followers... how are we doing on followers?
Are you talking about on social media?
Yeah, on social media.
Or on
not on the podcast. I know we have one more follower on the podcast than we did at least a week ago.
We've got over 50 followers on the podcast.
Nice.
Which was kind of surprising to me.
What about like on, how about Facebook?
Yeah. How's so on that? Facebook, listen to this. I know we're never better or more liked than the fire department.
We're definitely not as cool.
Yeah, definitely not as cool. We don't get to nap near as much.
I was going to say, and we're not as rested.
Yeah, not nearly as well rested. But we did, a couple days ago, pass the fire department in followers, which is pretty exciting news.
What are the chances any of them actually listen to this?
I'm sure at least one of them's got
You think?
One of them's going to find out.
Bill Southard, can you hear us? We passed you.
Gotcha. Only on one.
Yeah,
the other ones, you know, only on one. And it may not last for long, but...
It may not last for long. So what are some of the things that we got?
Okay, so I know you kind of answered this question already. Somebody asked if Gunner's trained in just search and rescue or also drug and bomb-related items. He's not a bomb dog.
He's not a bomb dog. We just do the narcotics, missing persons, and articles, so things that are missing.
Okay.
How often do you train with him when he's at work? I know you're constantly in a state of training, and what are some of the things that are required of you to maintain the certification and maintain making sure that the dog, you know, continues to be successful?
So every day that we're at work, I'll get some training aids as far as narcotics, and we'll go do hides, and I'll take him out and run him around cars and trailers and open areas, as well as I'll get up with some other canine guys like from Davidson or Charlotte, and they'll go running into the woods, and we'll try to find them. And those are the days that I work. And then as far as days off, it's always obedience training or there's some form of exercise. We're training every day. And like I said, we maintain our logs. If you go look at my trunk, there's a massive binder of just every day.
Why do you have to maintain the log? For what's the purpose of that?
Court purposes. Yeah. So when we go to court and have to testify to stuff, I take the whole book in there with me so they can see everything we've ever done.
Right.
So
if you and Gunner are out and people see you guys, are they allowed to pet them? Do they need to ask you? Obviously, you probably don't want to just walk up to a police dog and start petting.
Yeah, so Gunner's super friendly, which I'm cool with people coming up and...
DJ is not.
Yeah.
No.
Probably always good to ask first, though, yeah. Before you pet anybody's dog.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's definitely a rule of thumb. You can ask any of our handlers, and they'll either do it or not. I think Igor's a little too high-strung for that, yeah. But as far as Ciro and Gunner, Ciro's definitely ask.
Ciro's our other social
Ciro's
media
popular,
star.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Ciro.
He did grow into his ears, though.
He did, finally.
He doesn't have the giant bat ears.
Right.
Not as bad as they used to be. He's grown into them.
Right. Yeah, the dog did, too.
Awful.
That's awesome. So they see you at Burkdale Village or something, and you're standing up there, and they want to come pet your dog. What should they say? How should they approach you? How should they approach you and say,
so
hey.
Gunner's on a lead or something like that, we're probably working. We're probably doing something, but you can always just stay in place if we're moving and then just ask. If we're doing something, I'll tell you and just to stay standing where you are. Or I'll just tell you, you can approach him and pet him and XYZ. I've had it before where somebody's just like walk their dog directly up to Gunner and be like, can they meet? And it's always a distraction, and then I have to get him back in the mindset of wanting to work again. And
we say that all the time too when we're just out walking the dog. I love how other people walk up with theirs and they go, my dog's friendly.
Mine is not
friendly. So don't just walk up with your dog.
Yes, don't walk up with your dog whether it's a police canine or anybody else's dog.
Yeah.
You don't know if that dog is... Your dog might be friendly, but that
Mine
dog
not.
May not be
right.
So friendly.
It's awful.
Yeah. So you take Gunner home with you, right?
He stays with me. We're with each other 24/7.
Okay.
He knows when he's working, he knows when he's off. Because as soon as he puts his little vest on and we
he
get in the car, he's ready to go.
What kind of vest? Does it have sequins and stuff? What kind of vest?
Yeah, it's bedazzled.
Is it? That's awesome. What do you mean a vest?
So he has a tracking harness that I use for missing persons. So his indication to start working for missing persons is I'll take the clip off of his neck collar and I'll put it on his back. And as soon as he hears that click and he pulls a little tension, he's ready to go. He knows, put his nose down and start looking for some form of odor.
Something.
Yeah.
For his reward.
And you guys did a track. Was it last week? A couple weeks ago.
I got called in. I was actually off. I was getting a haircut, and they called, and they're like, can you come in? I was like, sure.
Yeah.
All the time. I knew there was going to be a picture. So I came into work. The officers on scene actually did a fantastic job setting up a perimeter for me. Met up with the mom. She gave a last point of direction, and it was actually kind of nice because it was in the mud, so you could actually see where footprints were. And Gunner did a great job. I think it was like 2 hours after they were reported missing, and he put his nose down, and it was almost footstep for footstep all the way through the woods, came out and made it over to the power lines exactly where the kid went. So I couldn't ask for anything better.
How long of a track was it?
I would estimate probably 320 yards.
That's awesome. That's good stuff. What do you use in training? What do you use to reward Gunner with for his find?
Gunner has multiple different ones. So he's a soft mouth dog, so he doesn't like to chew things up, which is great for me because my furniture's, still intact. His narcotics reward is a wubba, so it doesn't like bounce out in traffic. A lot of guys use like balls and stuff like that, and it just is a danger factor. As far as missing persons, he has a dragon. Because it looks cool.
Like a squeaky toy?
It is a squeaky toy.
Yeah.
But like I said, he's soft mouth, so he doesn't even squeeze it. So the squeaky part's still in there. And then for articles, he has a duck because he's a duck dog.
Another reward or another squeaky toy type thing.
Correct.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I remembered with Zeke is that his drive was his reward. So when people see dogs and they're like, oh my gosh, he's so mad when he's biting you and tearing you up, what they're not realizing is it's just a big game to the dog.
Oh, yeah.
And that bite is a reward for them. It sounds funny, But that's the reward for the dog, and they just, that's their drive or the ball. Zeke was a ball driven dog, and so if they knew they were going to get it, they'll do about anything to.
There's some dogs that I've trained with that are food driven. Gunner's absolutely not. He could care less. I leave food in there, and it's like he just eats whenever he wants. But as far as the ball, like I said, he's more like the softer toy stuffed animals versus these other dogs. I have a Belgian Mal at my house as a personal dog. He will chew anything up. If I leave it with him for 15 minutes, it's gone.
Does Gunner, can he scent discriminate? For those of you that are listening, hound dogs, there are bloodhounds out there that they can train, that we can walk up with somebody's sock or shirt or something that smells like them, and the dog can actually go out and go smell that scent. Use that scent to track.
Gunner doesn't do it that way. As far as the last point of travel, like with that kid, he knew with the officer standing there, Gunner would go up and sniff them and go, that's not the odor I'm looking for. And then when he put his nose down and he was going for the footprints, he was like, this is what I'm looking for, because that person's not here. So if Gunner's ever like on his 30-foot lead and he comes around and wants to sniff you, he's eliminating you as that person that he's looking for. We've never used an article, or like, I got a blanket from the mom just to check if we needed it, but he didn't. He was already an odor.
Yeah, it's actually pretty rare. That's rare air to have a dog that can scent discriminate, unless you're getting something like a bloodhound or something like that.
See it
that
on TV it. All the time, though.
Yeah, they just
it looks good. It's a movie thing, yeah.
Give them some type of article to sniff, and then off they go.
They go and find it. Just like we can find bad guys as soon as they find like a little hair on the table. I know who that is.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that.
CSI.
You don't know
anything. It takes 5 minutes to go to the lab.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. He solved a crime in a 30-minute episode.
Yeah. You started to say something I don't know anything about.
Canines or tracking or any of that stuff.
There's a lot that goes into it that people don't understand as far as our training and stuff like that. That's why we keep these logs. And these canine handlers have to go to school for so long and go to court updates and stuff like that. It's just constant training and mandating your stuff.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Will you come back and visit us again on the show?
But you got to bring Gunner.
A hard maybe. It's not a no, though.
It's not a no.
So you're saying there's a chance.
There's a chance.
I forgot to introduce.
You got
to
bring Gunner, though.
Yeah, next time we actually want to interview Gunner instead, if we could do that.
Okay.
This would probably be more
entertaining. He'd probably eat the mic. But.
We actually forgot at the very beginning to welcome you to our storage closet. Because
fantastic facility you have here.
Storage closet. Each person, we should start doing this every week and just look around and point something out that you would not expect to see in a police department, and that you look around in here right now and you'd look and go, well, that's kind of weird.
I saw a bird earlier.
There was a bird.
That was not funny.
It was funny.
Not to me.
Yeah, we make fun of this all the time. I'm always like, hey, Odette, could you turn around and grab that air mattress? There's three air mattresses behind you on a shelf.
Yeah.
I've got a bike tire behind me.
There's some
spray cleaner. I mean, we got another guest here that hasn't been here before. What is this? What are we in?
An actual storage closet.
An actual storage closet.
There's uniforms and helmets and a little bit of everything everywhere.
This is crazy.
It's cluttered just like you would think.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
Yep. Thank you, DJ, for being here. Is there anything you want to add about canine at all to the end of the story?
If anybody, especially with kids, comes up to our canines, we actually have these cards, these playing cards for each one of our dogs, and just come up to us and ask for them. We'll gladly hand them out. And like we said, petting the dogs earlier, you can always ask, always approach us. It's a huge community involvement with the canines, and so you'll definitely be seeing us out and about doing more events and things like that. Just get involved with us.
Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Traffic tip.
So with, what was it, Hurricane Sally, or is it Tropical Storm Sally? Whatever one we're on now.
Yes.
Last week, our officers did an awesome job, by the way. In one day, they'd responded to 17 crashes, I think it was.
There was, yeah.
Because the highway was, I mean, all the roads.
All the ways.
All the ways, all the things were just awful. So the traffic tip this week is WOLO.
WOLO.
Wipers on, lights on.
Nice. Yeah, we do have, I think there's some more rain coming next week, and we're getting into a rainy season again, so make sure you have those headlights on
while inclement weather. Make sure you got your lights on.
What kind of weather?
Inclement
weather. Inclement weather. Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us for episode 7 of this HPD HQ. We will see you next week.
Well, what's our topic next week?
Oh, I guess we could do that too. We are professionals here, folks.
We are.
Has the paint dried yet?
Almost. It's getting there.
Fraud. Oh, are we going to actually have who we said we were going
to
have last week?
Yeah, we were supposed to have Fraud this
week. Next week? Yeah.
He was on vacation. So.
Next week
hopefully.
Is Fraud with.
Well, yeah, we'll do Fraud.
With Detective.
Rojas.
Rick Rojas.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we will see you next week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of HPD HQ. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's easy. Just type in Huntersville Police Department. If you have a comment or question for the HPD HQ podcast, email us, podcast@huntersville.org. That's podcast@huntersville.org. If you like this episode and think someone else would too, please share it and don't forget to hit the subscribe option. We are the Huntersville Police Department. And remember, making good choices makes for a better day.